on peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On ouais. s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
in the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot? Yes. I'm not talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certains aiment Flip, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula, programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Diana Alcide, aujourd'hui Kristen Stewart.
Thank you.
Lana Del Rey, Lost for Life, pour entamer certains MFIP. Lana Del Rey, qui chante aussi en trio avec Miley Cyrus et Ariana Grande, sur la BO de la nouvelle mouture des Drôles de Dames, qui sort mercredi prochain, et dont l'une des Charlie's Angels n'est autre que Kristen Stewart. Un drôle d'ange que cette actrice au parcours hors du commun, idole des jeunes d'aujourd'hui, révélée adolescente par la saga Twilight, jusqu'à devenir une icône de la mode, du cinéma indépendant et du combat LGBT. Kristen Stewart, c'est donc un tempérament doué d'une beauté étrange, dont la pâleur vous vampirise alors que son regard vert clair vous déchire l'âme. Voilà tout le paradoxe d'une comédienne à la fois fragile et dure, flottante et terriblement ancrée dans chacune de ses héroïnes. Que ce soit chez Ang Lee, David Fincher, Sean Penn, Woody Allen ou Olivia Assayas, certains MFIP tentent d'apprivoiser le parcours en musique de la filmographie exigeante de Kristen Stewart.
Jett and the Black Hearts with I Love Rock and Roll. Now, Joan has surprised us by dropping by the station today. Hi, Joan.
How are you, Rodney? It's good to see you. I was a big fan in the English disco days.
Oh, I remember when you would come into the club and you were only about 15 years old.
Yeah.
We used to play a lot of the Runaways music.
Yo Joan Jett et son fameux I Love Rock'n'Roll dans Certains MFIP, un titre que l'on retrouve dans The Runaways, un film qui raconte la genèse de son premier groupe où elle partageait la vedette avec Lita Ford et Cherry Curry. Les Runaways, managés par Kim Foley, ont eu une existence éphémère, 4 ans. À la fin des années 70, ponctué par un seul tube, Cherry Bomb. Mais ce qui semble avoir intéressé la réalisatrice, Flora Sigismondi, auteure de clips pour Bowie et les Cure, ce sont les relations sentimentales entre ses membres, toutes des filles. Au casting, Dakota Fanning, Michael Shannon et Kristen Stewart, totalement crédibles, dans le rôle d'une adolescente qui apprend à jouer de la guitare à l'âge de 14 ans, sans envisager d'autre musique que le rock'n'roll.
Chuck Berry, you know, Johnny Be Good.
Why don't we just start with a G chord? A G chord to a C to a D. How's that? G chord, like that. On top of old smoke, all covered with snow. Now we're gonna go to a D. I just lost my poor sweetheart to the G, from courting too slow. You see that?
Smoky. I mean, it's goofy, man. I mean, at least teach me Smoke on the Water. I know you know that one.
Girls don't play electric guitars.
Dump my poor sweetheart for screwing too slow.
That's not funny, Miss Larkin. You know, I could teach you to play the guitar, but you're gonna have to... Excuse me, what are you doing? Excuse me. Excuse me, I don't think you want to do that right now.
Can't stay at home, can't stay at school. Old folks say you're pulling a fool. Stay on the street, I'm the girl next door. I'm the fox you've been waiting for. Hello, daddy. Hello, mom. I'm your
Christmas.
Come in here. My parents went into town.
No.
Yeah. They went to call my grandma for Christmas.
No, I mean, we can't do that.
Why not?
How old are you?
18. 17.
What year were you born?
So I'm 16.
You want to do something together?
Extrait d'Into the Wild de Sean Penn dans Certain M Fip, où Kristen Stewart et Emile Hirsch chantent côte à côte dans un bar, seul éclairci dans l'odyssée fatale du jeune homme. C'est l'un des premiers rôles hors de l'enfance pour Kristen après sa révélation dans Panic Room de David Fincher, où elle interprétait la fille de Jodie Foster. Dans Into the Wild, sorti en 2007, elle incarne une jeune hobo cherchant sa voix qui rencontre Christopher McCandless peu de temps avant qu'il ne disparaisse de la société des hommes pour la solitude de l'Alaska. Le film est porté par une bande-son rocailleuse, enregistrée par le chanteur de Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, accompagné de l'harmoniciste Charlie Musselwhite.
Inside me now, like a brand new friend, I'll forever know I've got this life in the will to show I will always be better than. Long nights allow me to feel I'm falling, I am falling, the lights go out. Let me feel I'm falling, I am falling safely to the
where are they?
The
Collins. They're Dr. and Mrs. Collins' foster kids. They moved down here from Alaska like a few years ago.
Who's he?
That's Edward Cohen. He's totally gorgeous, obviously. But apparently nobody here is good enough for him. Like I care, you know? So, yeah.
Un extrait de Twilight à l'instant, la présentation de la famille Cullen à Kristen Stewart par Anna Kendrick. Autant dire une agnelle qui s'apprête à se jeter dans la gueule du loup. Une jeune fille frêle et innocente, tombant éperdument amoureuse d'un vampire moderne, torturé mais sexy, Robert Pattinson. Inspiré du best-seller du même nom, Twilight propulse les deux jeunes acteurs au rang de star mondiale, phénomène d'une génération. Très réussi, l'épisode 1, Fascination, ne cesse de montrer la naissance du trouble amoureux et du désir, sans qu'il ne puisse jamais être consommé, regardé, aimé, mais sans se laisser dévorer. La BO est signée Carter Burwell et Alexandre Desplat composera celle de Tentation, le deuxième volet de la saga. On y trouve également une ballade rock du groupe américain Green Day, séquence émotion-séduction dans certains MFIP.
Hello. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to introduce myself last week. I'm Edward Cullen. You're Bella?
Yes. You were gone.
Yeah. I was out of town for a couple of days. Personal reasons. So you're enjoying the rain? What?
You're asking me about the weather?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, I don't really like the rain. Any cold, wet thing, I don't really.
If you hate the cold and the rain so much, why'd you move to the wettest place in the continental U.S.?
It's complicated.
Where in the world's a forgotten? They're lost inside your memory. You're dragging on, your heart's been broken. As we all go down in history. Where in the world did the time go? It's where your spirit seems to roam. Like losing faith to our abandon, or an empty hallway from a broken home. Well, don't look away from the arms of a bad dream. Well, don't look away, sometimes you're better lost than to be. More like content.
Everyone in my office sings your praises, including the nastiest ones. The ones who think that I shouldn't have taken over the company after my father died. That I'm running it into the ground. The ones who consider me incompetent, not because I'm a woman, but because they look at the figures. And the figures aren't what they should be. I know it's true, it keeps me up at night. Been eating away at me. They persuaded me, and now I think they're right.
Why are you telling me this? It's none of my business. You want people to know? You think if you arouse their pity, they'll back off? I've been around a lot less than you. But in my experience, it's quite the opposite, wouldn't you agree?
When they tell me about you, how much they appreciate you. They're using you to humiliate me.
Shit! I messed up! Fuck! It's... What?
It's to remind me.
It's to remind me! Ugh! Shh!
Thank you.
Juliette Binoche et Kristen Stewart en compétition, mais aussi en communion au diapason du canon de Pachelbel dans Sils Maria d'Olivia Assayas. Débarquée dans l'univers du réalisateur français sur la pointe des pieds face à l'une des actrices les plus respectées du métier, Kristen Stewart y fait preuve d'un naturel bluffant. Elle ne semble pas jouer, mais être, nul artifice, nulle vanité, mais une déconcertante assurance qui n'exclut pas une forme de timidité et de défiance. Une expérience renouvelée 2 ans plus tard, dans Personal Shopper.
What are you doing in Paris?
I'm waiting. I'm gonna go.
What are you waiting for?
My brother died here. My twin brother died in Paris.
An accident?
No. No, heart attack.
And you're staying here to mourn?
No, I'm waiting. I told you I was waiting.
What are you waiting for?
So we made this oath. Whoever died first would send the other a sign.
A sign? From the afterlife?
You could call it that. You could call it a million things. I'll just know it.
Yours. explain.
Can you hear me now? But anyway, tonight also I wrote a song called On the Road. I'm just reading what I wrote all night. There are better things coming than what I wrote all night. Coming straight from the mind to the voice. With no hand intervening. Left New York, 1949. To go across the country without a dead blame dime. Montana in the Cocoa Fall. Found my father in a gambling hall. Father, father, where have you been? Been with the ruler since he's only 18. Your son, he said, don't worry about me. I'm about to die of the blues. Across the Mississippi, across the Tennessee, across the Nile Briar, woman I'll never be. Woman on the Dora, woman in Turkey. Apalachicola, I'll never be. Better off, worse, thick and thin, like being married to the little woman. God loved me just like I loved him. I want to do the same just for him. Worms eat away, but the worry what's will win. The worms eat away, but the worry what's will win. So I left Montana on an old freight train. The night my father died in the cold, cold rain. Road to Opelousas, road to Wounded Knee, road to Ogallala. Home I'll never be, home I'll never be.
Puis la voix de Jack Kerouac, deux extraits d'On the Road de Walter Sayles, un road movie adapté du roman de Kerouac sur fond de blues et de jazz, orchestré par le compositeur Gustavo Santaolalla, déjà doublement oscarisé pour Le Secret de Brokeback Mountain et Babel. Partition de jazz encore, celle de Café Society de Woody Allen, qui met en scène Kristen et Jesse Eisenberg, s'aimant, se ratant et se retrouvant dans la lumière chaude des fins d'après-midi d'été de Los Angeles. Des années 30. Après Scarlett Johansson ou Emma Stone, Woody a su faire rayonner Kristen Stewart, la téléportant avec grâce à l'époque des bootleggers et du swing de Benny Goodman.
I'm seeing someone.
Oh, and what's he like?
Doug is a journalist.
Oh, I just thought since you had so much free time on your hands.
He travels a lot. And I really like spending my time with you. I hope that's okay. You know, you're very sweet. Have you heard that before? You have this deer in the headlights quality.
You know what time it was then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was. I didn't know what day it was you held my hand. Like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was like. Was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
I found comfort and courage in bottles of whiskey. But I swear to you, friend, that that life is some risky. Life backed away quickly from those that would burn me and stopped up my ears that no one should learn me. But the lady beside me is a to walk through my life like a coat from the cold. I have flown like a bird from each cage that confined me and broken every one of the ties that would bind me. And I have danced me around some sad old situations and taken up my share of them sweet invitations. But the lady beside me is the one I have chosen to walk through my life like a cold from the cold. To walk through my life like a cold from the cold.
Dans Certain M. Fip, dont la musique illumine brièvement le film de Kelly Reichardt, Certain Woman, avec Laura Dern, Michelle Williams et Kristen Stewart. Un magistral trio d'actrices au service de trois courtes histoires à la Raymond Carver. Dans une bourgade du Montana, ces femmes à l'avenir incertain se croisent sans se voir, solitaires, mélancoliques, mais déterminées. Un discret chef-d'œuvre de plus à l'actrice, à l'actif de la réalisatrice américaine, déjà responsable des épatants Wendy et Lucy, et La Dernière Piste.
I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Don't think about it.
Wow.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm not gonna be home until 2 o'clock. Black ice just outside of Edgar. If I get through that, there's a roadblock just outside of Livingston. Then I get to sleep for 5 hours, take a shower, go to work at 8, do a bunch of crap. It's nice of you to bring the horse. Can you take me back to my car?
Don't you eat me now, you can. It would be better than distant. The look you give me that makes me feel like I don't belong here. And you want some fresh meat, so why don't you bite me? Then either way you'll hurt me, physically and mentally. Take a picture of me in your head when I'm dead, 'cause you won't forget about me. I will scream in your dreams. So why don't you eat me now? You can eat me.
Soko, puis Saint-Vincent pour Certains l'aiment Fip. Cette dernière a composé la musique de Swim, première réalisation de Kristen Stewart, présentée au Festival de Cannes en 2017. Court-métrage de 18 minutes, Swim amène la jeune femme assez loin des forêts de Twilight, au sein d'un cinéma libre et indépendant. Film conceptuel, Swim est hanté par les obsessions d'un homme qui fait face à une vague, noire comme un tableau de Pierre Soulages, dans laquelle il se noie, se réveille, avant de commencer à entendre de douces voix, peut-être celles de troublantes mais dangereuses sirènes.
Water's nice.
Hey, water.
Come here.
I don't want to.
You stink. You stink.
I can't see.
See me? You're dead.
I licked your lid so you could see it. Can we share that? Can we share it? Trash. It won't hurt me. I'm made of it.
Oh, my love. You're dead. Dead meat.
I'm
getting water.
Maybe I'm
drinking.
Accidentally, I thought we were all going to die. And a lie is never a lie.
A lie is never a lie.
Just a code you can't crack.
Yeah.
You're getting water in my mouth.
Maybe I'm getting good.
What's wrong? You can't breathe underwater.
No, that's weird.
You can't breathe underwater.
What's wrong with your water. And it feels so great.
You're getting water in my mouth.
Be quiet, I'm gonna drown you.
Don't drown me. Gotta be quiet.
I can't see.
See me? Pull me under.
I don't want to.
Pull me under, don't pull me under. Water is nice.
I hate water.
Thank you.
Les Chemical Brothers au générique d'American Ultra avec Kristen Stewart pour conclure Certains l'aiment FIP. Vous pouvez podcaster et réécouter cette émission sur FIP.fr. N'hésitez pas, on se retrouve la semaine prochaine. Attention, émotion, une émission consacrée à un acteur immense à l'occasion de la sortie à la fin du mois du nouveau film de Scorsese, The Irishman, Robert De Niro.
Yeah, but you can't live like this. It's a hell. The girl should live at home.
Didn't you ever hear of women's lib?
What do you mean, women's lib? You're a young girl. You should be at home now. You should be dressed up. You should be going out with boys. You should be going to school. You know, that kind of stuff.
God, are you square?
Hey, I'm not square. You're the one that's square. You're full of shit, man. What are you talking about? You walk out with those fucking creeps and lowlifes and degenerates out on the street and you sell your little pussy for nothing, man? For some lowlife pimp?
Now no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!